start chatting with Kathy Ziegler now. You're the 2026 Ladies Northern winner at Cook on the weekend, Kathy. And obviously, I just talked to Ken Rogers, who won the senior lob stick. So one hall, future Hall of Famer to another here. For you, we're going to talk about some other stuff, but hey, back on top of the podium. How does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Whenever you can get a win, it's always a nice, especially when you're getting a little bit older. But it was not great. If I really good on Saturday, I mean, score wasn't great, but Sunday was a grind for all of us for sure.
Nice to get back into the, competitive field though. It's always the Northern for you guys, for you ladies, it's always a kickoff the season, hey?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, could you kick it off at a better golf course? I mean, it's one of the top in the province. We always enjoy getting out there and seeing everyone and then getting to play on one of the best tracks. It's a win-win for sure.
Held off some great players as well. Kim Brown, obviously, Kim Walker, Don McCauley's a great player at Prince Albert. Pauline's won provincials, Christy Glow, and her husband Nevin, fantastic player at North Battleford. Lauren Fox is in there. A great field too up in Prince Albert for you ladies.
Yeah, no, it was good. I got myself a little bit of lead on Saturday, and Sunday Kim was playing ahead of us, Brown, and she's always one you got to be aware of because she can go low, and she was struggling a little bit. And then in my group, Pauline, whose putter can be hot, it started a little cool for her, and Walker came out of the gate with a double, which kind of gave me some cushion. And I don't know, I just felt like yesterday I played more match play against Kim W all day, and that doesn't always lead to great scoring, which proved it didn't. You do what you got to do to get the W, but sometimes it doesn't feel like very good golf.
Yeah, a little bit different than the lob stick for sure. You and Kim Brown have played many, many matches.
Yeah,
for sure. Next up on the order of merit for you ladies is the Saskatoon Women's Open. I know this is an event very close to your heart. You do a great job promoting it and trying to get more leads into it. It's got a great field too. About 10 days away, I think, a message to anybody to try and get in there and just take part in what is a great couple of days for sure in Saskatoon.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, Moon Lake on Monday and Tuesday, great track. I played there a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday. It's in really good shape. It just comes down to, you have these tournaments and women just have to support it, and or the tournaments just aren't going to be around forever. We have a great sponsor. This year we're having six draws for $1,000 just for anyone who is registered. Let alone the prize in that, it's just to promote camaraderie and to get the ladies out on the golf course. We'll take entries all the way up until Wednesday and throw the draw out to everyone on Thursday.
Yeah, I was there when Heather Torrey won herself a cool little $2,500. Probably went straight to the Friday.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And we also said on this one, if we know taking a Monday, Tuesday off work, if there's anyone that needs any financial assist, our committee, we are happy to sponsor anyone's entry fee in, if that is at all a barrier to coming out. Just flip us a note on Facebook or what have you, and we're happy to cover it for you just to make sure that you get out there.
Yeah, sounds awesome. And one thing, too, I guess I will add this as well, as the ladies come together, remembering Amanda, I think, all season long, right? I'm not sure if you were there on Friday, but someone that you were obviously, and a lot of the ladies that grew up, like Kim Brown, was obviously very close to the same age. A sad time in golf staff, but, she left the game in a better place, hey?
She absolutely did. She was, we were teammates, we were friends, and we had the dream team a couple of weeks ago. It was Brooklyn Fry and myself and Bobby Brandon and Kim, and we played in a scramble, and we beat all the boys, and we just said, that one's for you, Minch.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful for sure. Awesome, Ziggy. Congrats on the win. Good
luck
to you soon. I hope I can get there and it'll be their final day of games. A lot of fun.
Yeah, we got some pups there, so it'll be good. We got Chloe Rose out there, and we got we'll see if these old parts can do something for a day.
Yeah, Chloe Rose, is she any good? Or
I heard she's pretty good.
Yeah, held her own at Northeast Open here in Nipawin last weekend too as well.
Absolutely, so, great player. Yeah.
Yeah. Great catching up with you. And
cheers.
We'll see you soon, okay?
Thanks, Clark. Take care.